Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Parenting is one of the most tedious, even scary things that a person ever does in his entire lifetime. Walk a tight wire over Niagara, free fall out of an airplane, climb Mount Everest, hang glide over Tokyo, and you're apt to walk away from it. But this business of parenting can do you in for sure. It comes with no guarantees, and there are no return lines where you can trade in a kid and start over again. Even Christian leaders, godly men and women, can be failures when it comes to raising children. And when that happens, we tend to think, if they can't get the job done, what makes me think I can? There are the Jonathan Edwards, whose godly descendants number among the hundreds, including Christian doctors, lawyers, judges, and educators. Then there are those like Hannah Whitehall Smith, a godly woman and author whose children all grew up turning their backs on God and Christian values. If someone like that was a failure as a parent, you think, then how can I succeed as a parent today in a world filled with drugs, promiscuity, and tremendous peer pressure? I'm glad you ask, because today's commentary answers that very issue. What can you do to win at parenting? Guideline number one, keep your relationships right with God and your mate. Nothing is more important than standing together spiritually as a husband and wife. Values are caught, not taught. When two parents really love each other, support each other, pray together, and go to church together, they have a hedge against future failure that can come no other way. Now, does that mean a single parent can't raise godly kids? Not for a minute. But when one parent teaches one set of values and the other teaches the opposite, the challenge of successful parenting is far greater. Guideline number two, protect your child's environment. A farmer was talking about raising chickens when he said, "You don't put live chicks under a dead hen. Neither do you expose your child to influences which are spiritually devastating and expect them to come through unscathed." Christian parents need to take seriously the teaching of Scripture that contends we are in the world, but we are not of the world. The battle lines are drawn today, and to ignore that fact exposes your child to a host of things that will leave their mark on his life and soul. At some point, you've got to be willing to draw the line and say this far and not an inch farther. Environment includes what comes into your home through television, what your children are exposed to in a classroom, even the people who become your children's best friends. A whole gamut of important issues are raised. Should I put my child in a private school, homeschool them, or just take my chances in public school? There's no easy answer. The issue of environment, though, is part of the answer. Guideline 3. Teach your child to think for himself and to evaluate what he hears and sees. In recent days, I have become absolutely convinced that teaching a child to think through cause and effect relationships gives him or her the strength to say, "No way, I choose to be my own person." Guideline 4. Model the message yourself. You are your child's most effective teacher. "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked," said Paul. "A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." It's still true of parenting today.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.